From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, where Monday he stopped at several memorials to honor America's war dead. The naval base and surrounding airfields were targets of a surprise Japanese attack December 7, 1941. Tuesday, Mr. Abe will be the first Japanese leader to visit the Pearl Harbor Memorial above the sunken battleship Arizona. Jeffrey Horning, a research fellow at the Washington-based U.S.-Japan think tank Sasagawa Peace Foundation.
When it first broke, news was that he would be the first prime minister to ever visit Pearl Harbor. But in fact, in the recent weeks, we've learned that he will be the fourth prime minister. However, he will be the first prime minister to visit the Arizona.
Mr. Abe hopes to underscore today's strong U.S.-Japan alliance. He holds talks with President Barack Obama, who's vacationing in Hawaii. Horning acknowledges how little the current generation understands of the one-time animosity that separated the two countries.
A lot of the younger generation don't know the significance of Pearl Harbor, but given that these two countries were bitter rivals and enemies just within two, three generations ago, it's amazing that they have been able to come this far and reconcile their past histories.
A Japanese spokesman said Mr. Abe will not apologize for the Pearl Harbor attack. The visit follows an unprecedented trip to Hiroshima, Japan, in May by Mr. Obama, site of the dropping of the first atomic bomb in 1945. According to an unnamed official, Somalia's oft-delayed presidential election is being put off for a fourth time amid allegations of fraud and intimidation. The vote is set for Wednesday, but the official said it will likely be postponed until January 24. The country, racked by a jihadist insurgency and riven by clan rivalries, is supposed to swear in members of parliament Wednesday. This is VOA News.